Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This show is flying by. I am overwhelmed by your responses to our question. And it's really inspired by a couple of things. For some reason, I was thinking about the Wheel of Fortune when I was supposed to be sleeping on Wednesday. I can't explain. I wish I could. If it was a good story, I would tell you. I was just trying to sleep and I couldn't. And somehow Wheel of Fortune popped into my brain. And I started thinking about Vanna White. Now, this is all very quickly. It's rapid succession. Vanna White. And I thought, wow, Vanna White is known for one thing. And it's a really handsome living that she's made out of that one thing. But if I say Vanna White, you think Wheel of Fortune, letter turner, though her official title is hostess. And then I started thinking about the top sports stories. Again, this is all very rapidly in my brain when I'm supposed to be sleeping. Eli Manning will soon announce his retirement. And I went quickly from Vanna White, known for one thing, to David Tyree, known for one thing, because the Giants were top of mind. Thus, the show question was born. And I am so, so excited with how much you are embracing said show question. David Tyree is known for that heroic helmet catch in the Super Bowl. What other athletes, celebrities, public figures, musicians, I suppose you could say politicians, though we tend to stray from that, but what other public figures are known for one thing? I say their name, boom, we automatically all think the same thing. So we've gone through a bunch of them. You guys have come up with answers I never even thought of. Monica Lewinsky, trust me, was never going to be an answer that I thought of. And yet I've seen her name on our Twitter and our Facebook a dozen times at least. So we'll continue to take your responses. You can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS. Also on our Facebook page, named after the show. And our phone number is 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. I would advise you not call if you're drunk like our last guy. It's probably not the first thing that you want people to know about you on a national radio show. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with the Rocket Mortgage push button. Get mortgage. I will get back to your responses because I am highly entertained. Are you not entertained? Yes, I am. You know what else entertained me? Zion Williamson's NBA debut. Welcome to the show, Zion. We knew he could handle the stage, right? We saw him take over game after game at Duke. The skills as a big man, but the ability to do essentially anything on a basketball court. Certainly has the body size, that the body type that you can't teach. And he's got the presence and the moxie and the charisma and the megawatt smile, the larger-than-life personality. What he didn't have was an NBA debut. And with all the buzz, with all the hype, with all the attention, and of course with the delayed gratification, it almost seemed like the poor guy was set up to fail. There's no way he could have a debut that would live up to the hype, right? Well, in the first quarter of the Pelicans game against the San Antonio Spurs, which of course was on national TV last night, he just plays a few minutes, doesn't score. And you know what the announcers pointed out? He needs to lose weight. Sure, he definitely needs to get into basketball shape. And he will, because when basketball or playing a pro sport is your living, that's what you do. You work out, you get into shape. You've got the best trainers, the best resources. He will. The guy's not been able to keep up with a workout regime for a couple of months now. He needs to get into a flow. He needs to get his sea legs under him, so to speak. But what he doesn't need to do is learn how to play the game. All he needed was a chance and a little encouragement from his teammates and coaches to be aggressive. Don't be tentative. Don't defer. Go play the game we saw you play when you were at Duke.
Now Zion in the lane. Back it in, Poeltl. Missed the layup, got it back. Stick back, rattles in. There is nobody in this building that is sitting down. Nobody.
Keep feeding the man.
104-101, Zion's got 13 points. Ball, no look feed to Zion. Oh, he didn't take the three. Now he's got it. Right wing three again. Got it again! You have got to be kidding me! Up top, Lonzo. Stutter step back to Zion. Oh my, step back three. Left wing! Swish! No! This is not happening!
Welcome to the NBA, big brother!
Absolutely. Welcome to the NBA, Zion Williamson. It was definitely worth the wait, and he is worth waiting for. The calls on the Pelicans radio network. They were actually standing inside the Smoothie King Center, chanting MVP, MVP, as Zion was putting 17 consecutive points on the board. What are you, LeBron James? 17 straight points. He made six shots in a row, and over a three-minute stretch, he took over. His line, 22.7 rebounds, three assists. No, they didn't win, but they took a 20-point deficit and cut it all the way to two. And afterwards, you could tell he had earned his way into the NBA fraternity with that one game.
It was good to get back out there, obviously, but you know, I didn't have the outcome that I wanted, so gotta get better and move on to the next.
Yes, absolutely. Point out the fact that they didn't win, but things are looking up for the New Orleans Pelicans. By the way, his first career points in the NBA, not a three-pointer. And for that, I am grateful. Actually, an offensive putback. Offensive rebound. He muscled his way into the lane, grabbed the rebound, put it back up and in. Boom. 17 consecutive points. Hey, rookie. It was really cool to see the excitement inside the arena. And this is a guy that, for the longest time, was paired up with New York. Because there was no way the Knicks weren't going to win the overall number one draft pick. There was no way that Zion could play anywhere else. But I believe, and I think we'll see this we'll see it come to play out. It doesn't matter where he plays. Would you like him to be in a major market? Fine. Okay, well, maybe he chooses that when he has the opportunity. But in terms of his star power, in terms of his ability to put butts in the seats, really doesn't matter what uniform he's wearing, because anywhere he goes, people are going to flock to see him. That's pretty obvious. But after the way the Pelicans had to part ways with Anthony Davis, it's almost like the Pelicans' portion of Davis's career never existed. There's a lot to be excited about now for Alvin Gentry and crew.
I think what you saw there is a taste of what, you know, once we really get settled in and he gets settled in, I think there is, you can see that there's, you know, there's a lot of things that we can do with him, and there's a lot of potential there. So it was good to see him do that.
You know how I knew this kid was special and was turning heads? When Tom Rinaldi did his, I think it was end of first quarter break with Greg Popovich. So the Pelicans are playing the Spurs. Pop normally does a very cryptic answer. He normally says yes or no. I think Tom asked him initially on ESPN, how do you like how your team played? And he said, oh, not bad, not good, could be better. Something like that. Very vague. Then he asked him about Zion Williamson. And wouldn't you know, Popovich launches into an answer that probably took 30 seconds. Talked about how that wasn't fair. We've only seen a little bit of him. He's been injured. He's just coming back. Give the guy a chance. He's very talented. What? Was that Coach Popovich? It was. So that's how you know Zion Williamson is worth the wait. Coach Popovich is coming to his defense. Doesn't even play on his team. And yet he had a lot of good things to say about Zion. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Following up on a story that we talked about last night that many of you saw. Kansas will not have its forward Silvio De Souza for at least 12 games. His teammate David McCormick will be banned for 2 games. Now, these are Big 12 suspensions. Initially, Kansas coach Bill Self indefinitely suspended his forward. De Souza put out what I think is a very adult statement on his social media. He's taking responsibility. He's not pointing fingers. He's holding himself accountable. He's contrite. He's remorseful. To me, that's how adults act or should act. And I know we excuse a lot of young people sometimes, and I get it. We should have some grace for young people who are still learning. People make mistakes. But he acted like a man in apologizing, not a kid. And so he will at least miss 12 games. And then there are a couple of K-State players that were suspended as well. So this kind of changes the landscape of the Big 12 conference, but also the teams that are tops in the NCAA right now. Eli Manning likely to announce his retirement. I say likely because people are speculating that this might not be a retirement announcement, that it might just be in the moment, and we may see Eli Manning pop up again in football. However, according to the Giants, he is set to formally announce his retirement coming up on Friday. Let me just make this easy for you. Yes, he is a Hall of Famer. No, it's not because of 2 quote-unquote lucky throws in the Super Bowl. I wrote about this a month ago in one of my football columns, not knowing that Eli Manning was going to retire. And I retweeted the link, and it's gotten just as much fury. I mean, there are a lot of you who agree with me. There are a lot of you who don't, which is why I retweeted the column. I made his case. Even if you don't think Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer, you should read it so you are armed with all of the evidence and you know what you're up against. No, it's not just about the 2 Super Bowl MVPs, though those definitely help. You can check it out on Twitter, A-Law Radio. It's also on our Facebook page somewhere. I need to repost it. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. Tiki Barber, who is one of our hosts here on CBS Sports Radio. Tiki and Tierney is the name of the show. Tiki is, of course, a former New York Giant, knows Eli Manning well.
He put himself on a pedestal that you can never knock him down from. Now, people will talk to the interceptions and the and all this other statistical things that make him not fit in the upper elite, upper echelon. But there's something about his story that you can't discount and you can't marginalize. Eli was always the consummate professional, and we wish him nothing but luck in his potential retirement. He's a legend.
See what I mean?
And Giants fans will miss him.
See what I mean? He says potential retirement. 39 years old, 16 seasons, never missed a start because of injury. And so there in and of itself, the longevity and the durability set him apart from the bulk of NFL quarterbacks. 210 consecutive starts, and here are just some of the ranks among quarterbacks all time. Top 10 in career passing yards and passing touchdowns. 7th, actually, all time in both categories. So he's ahead of Hall of Famers like John Elway, like Warren Moon. He's in the top 10 all time in game-winning drives, more than Hall of Famers Jim Kelly and Joe Montana. Top 15 all time in fourth quarter comebacks. And yes, he also has the 2 Super Bowl MVPs. And so there's a lot there to Eli Manning's career outside of the Super Bowl. I appreciate the fact that he always handled his business with professionalism, with class, with character, with leadership. And while those things are not required for the Hall of Fame, I think they make him even more popular among his teammates, among the guys who played against him, so his contemporaries in the NFL. We won't have the answer to this debate, though, for a few years. So let it rage on. All right, our topic tonight, public figures, whether athletes, whether celebrities, entertainers, who are known for one thing. I like this one from Twitter. Bobby Riggs. It's kind of a throwback, but if you know your sports history, what is he known for? Losing the Battle of the Sexes to Billie Jean King. We've gone through a bunch of these that are fantastic. You should definitely check out our Facebook page or the responses to our tweet, because I think you'll enjoy the names that are popping up. Don Larson, his perfect game in the World Series. So we talked about him recently, of course, because he passed away and he was such an unlikely figure to throw a perfect game in the World Series. We're debating the virtues of some of the others, but for sure, Scott Norwood. Wide right. I say Scott Norwood. You say wide right. I say David Tyree. You say helmet catch. I say Vanilla Ice. You say Ice Ice Baby. I say Millie Vanilli. You say fake news or something along those lines. Good morning to you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
A lot of you have said MC Hammer in answer to our show question, known for one thing. I've seen a bunch of this answer too, Joey Chestnut. If you have to be known for one thing, do you really want it to be stuffing hot dogs down your throat until you throw up or until the wet buns are coming out your nose? Oh my, I can't even watch Joey Chestnut. I can't even look at your face. That's what you're known for. Although I suppose he's a rich man, even though I can't look at his face. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. What celebrities, public figures, musicians, entertainers, athletes are known for one thing? I would say the most popular answers, Bill Buckner. That's a really popular answer. We've talked about David Tyree. Now, see, I disagree with this one, but I'm going to have to defer to the crowd. I've seen a ton of Mark Sanchez answers. Mark Sanchez, the butt fumble. Is that really all the poor man is known for? The butt fumble? Are you serious? He was a quarterback for quite a while. Also, he played at USC. I mean, I
That supersedes everything.
Does it? The butt fumble.
Yes.
Also, I think he's starting to fade into distant memories now because people are calling him other names like Matt Sanchez.
He was last seen wearing a luchador mask on a set of a football game doing picks.
Oh, I'm like, I don't even know what that means. Our friend Levon, who listens to us in the Boston area, says Dave Roberts. And I'm not going to tell you what else he said. I want to know if you guys come up with the same moment. Dave Roberts.
Yeah, the steal.
The steal in the World Series. Yes. Okay.
ALCS.
ALCS. Sorry.
We pretend to forget that one.
But you don't think he's known for being the Dodgers manager now who just lost back-to-back World Series?
Yeah.
Okay.
He is.
All right. The Scott Norwood answer, I think, is my favorite because it's two words. Scott Norwood, wide right. I said this one earlier, but I'm really proud of it because no one else has said it. Kevin Federline is known for one thing. This topic is fantastic. It's all because of Vanna White. I have to give her the credit. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Tim, who's in Appleton, Wisconsin. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Great. I just want to say that I'm a longtime listener, first time that I called here, and my son goes to Catholic school, and every other Saturday we go to different old folks' homes, if you want to call them that, and we actually sit down and play board games with them. So maybe we actually went and played with your Grammy Helen one time or not.
Well, she's not in a nursing home.
Like a independent living facility
for
the elderly.
Well, that's really nice of you and your son. That's awesome.
Yeah, but I wanted to say, nobody said it, William Hung. She bang, she bang.
Yes, American Idol. So actually, Chris and I were talking about that earlier, and I didn't mention it, but I did say we need to come up with the music. So maybe that will be our next find. You know, another really popular one, so I just want to see if you get this, Tim, is Michael Buffer. Now, don't say it, because it's copyrighted, but when I say Michael Buffer, what do you think of?
Oh, Every fight I've ordered, every pay-per-view, back when Arturo Gatti was still fighting.
All right, good, and okay.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to say the phrase, because then we have to pay him for it. We get warned all the time, but I just wanted to see if that name, if people actually know the name associated with the boxing phrase. Good, Tim. You pass with flying colors.
Awesome. thank you so much for taking my call and everything you do, and keeping us company down here late night. We appreciate it.
Well, now it's early mornings, but you are welcome, Tim. Thanks so much for the phone call. 855-212-4227. Buster Douglas has been a really popular answer, known for the one thing. It's kind of funny, too. I think depending on the crowd, if you ask George Foreman what he was known for, now it would be the grill. But he was a heavyweight boxer again and again and again. Didn't he retire multiple times and come back? But now, I would say today's generation, they don't know him from boxing. They know him from the grill. I wonder how much money he's made on the George Foreman grill. My mother has one. She loves her George Foreman grill. Let's see. Let's do one more. Corey is in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Good morning, Corey. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy. I love your show.
Thank you.
All right. I got three. The first one you might know. Second one maybe. But the third one, I'm pretty sure everybody knows. First one, Spud Webb.
Yes. Little bitty. Well, little bitty. Okay. He was a very short basketball player, but boy, the man could dunk.
He won the dunk contest.
He did.
All right. Second one. Oh, man.
You forgot your own answer?
Yes. Tua Biaka Batuka.
What?
From Michigan.
Huh. I don't think I know
Tua
that
Biaka
name.
Biaka Batuka.
Andrew, you're here in studio. Do you know who that is?
I do, but I don't know what the question is or the context is, so I'm not sure why he's...
Public figures who are known for one thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Biaka Batuka. He kept Ohio State out of the national championship back when John Cooper was the coach.
Okay.
He ran for like 300 yards.
Got it.
And the third one is Tiffany. I think we're alone now. Yes, everybody loves that song. Great song.
Thank you, Corey. You are right. That came to mind immediately. It's good to talk to you in Lake Charles, Louisiana. So the question is...
Name the three most random people ever.
No.
Tiffany, Tim Biakimatukin, Spud Webb.
Here's the reference. You're going to love this. And in fact, you're here and you're on the spot. So here we go. Public figures who are known for one thing. And I will give you a couple of examples.
Sure.
Vanna White.
Okay.
David Tyree.
Okay.
Buster Douglas.
Uh-huh.
Macaulay Culkin. So these are just some examples. Now, you could debate the, you know, but here's a very popular answer. This is going to make you laugh on a Thursday morning. Mm. Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you have a public figure? It could be an athlete if you want. Known for, like, one thing. If I say his name or her name, you think immediately Scott Norwood.
Right. I mean, Tua Tima Biakavatuka is the the first one that comes to mind.
Stop it. It is not.
And it's not at all. Monica Lewinsky was the first thing in my head as you were laying this out.
Wow,
yeah.
I'm really impressed with that. She never crossed my mind, but then our Facebook page has probably 25 Monica Lewinsky's on it.
No,
spelled a variety of ways.
Sure.
You know?
Oh, we're still asking me?
Oh, you don't
can
have
I still
to.
Say Spud Webb?
Yes, you absolutely can say Spud Webb. But you don't want to come up with
Who sang Rico Suave? Gerardo? I'll give you that guy. How about Vanilla Ice? Yeah.
Yes, we played it earlier. Yeah. Would you like us to play it over your update?
Do you want me? Yes.
Do you think the boss would get really mad?
If you have the instrumental version of it, we could probably do that.
MC Hammer.
Okay.
Yeah, we've had fun with this
There's
morning.
I feel like MC Hammer, though, is not a one-hit wonder.
No, but you're right.
Because you had Too Legit to Quit.
Plus the pants.
And the pants, exactly.
And the commercials.
And wasn't he like an Oakland A's bat boy? Like, that factors into my head as well. So like, he's got a couple of things going on
doesn't.
There. Yeah, like, Vanilla Ice gave us Ice Ice Baby and like, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, and that's all we got.
Can you believe some guy actually answered the question with Michael Jordan? I was like, what? What one thing is he known for?
I mean, what, being good at basketball? So then we can boil everyone down to that? The Joe Montana.
Yeah, another guy called up and said Isaiah Thomas. And I was like, well, what one thing? I mean, he's known for a lot of things
Rich
now.
Rich Isaiah Thomas.
Well, that's true, too. He met the guy from the Bad Boys. All right, so this is fun.
Is Nancy Kerrigan / Tanya Harding known for just one thing?
We've had a ton of Tanya Hardings.
Okay.
So a lot of those. And I would agree with that because that's what she's known for now. But at the time, she was a U.S. figure skating champion. And it was a huge scandal. But yes, I guess now, if we're boiling it down, yeah. Here's another really tough one, and we debated this. O.J. Simpson, is he known for just one thing now?
Well, I mean, one thing that trumps everything else, but no, he does not count. Because, I mean, he was obviously a ridiculously good football player,
right.
But also
an actor.
As popular as any athlete was in his heyday.
Right. Although I would say today's generation, they don't maybe know that. What they
right.
know is that he, I mean, are we allowed to say he killed his wife? He got off for killing his wife?
Most people think he did.
Yeah. Right. I mean, he's committed a lot of crimes, so he's spent more time in jail now. I would say today people know him as a criminal more than anything.
Yeah. I mean, on a much lighter note, it's like people think John Madden makes video games.
That's true. That is a great analogy. Aside from the murder. Okay. See, this was fun, wasn't it?
It was. And we got a Tim Biakabatuka mention in, so I'm all for that.
It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Here's our latest sports update. Ice, baby. Are we ready to play this over Andrew Bogus' update?
Collaborate and listen to my update.
Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly.
Flows like a harpoon.
Daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? I don't know. Might be time for Andrew's update.
Gosh, Chris, our millennial, knows Vanilla Ice. That's amazing.
The guy is drunk.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
What one thing is that, William Hung? Oh my gosh. Our question tonight on the show, what public figures are known for one thing? And the examples I used and I've used throughout the night, Vanna White, which is where this came up, where I came up with this question, although Vanna White has turned her one thing into a $70 million fortune. Let's see. Kevin Federline was one I thought of too, and I'm proud that no one else has said that. Of course, I didn't come up with Monica Lewinsky, and you all did. We've used some sports ones as well. Buster Douglas, certainly David Tyree, and he's forever associated with Eli Manning and Super Bowl. I don't remember which Super Bowl it was, but after the 2007 season against the New England Patriots. Someone said to me earlier, Mike Fiers, and it made me think, right now, Mike Fiers is a big league pitcher. Will Mike Fiers be remembered 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road, as the whistleblower who exposed the Houston Astros for their 2017 cheating scandal? So perspective, history, time, space, all of those things change. We were just talking about O.J. Simpson. People who watched him play football might not say he's known for one thing. But today's generation knows, and I never watched O.J. Simpson play football, but at least I knew what he did. Today's generation knows him as a criminal, just to summarize it in one word. So back to Mike Fiers. Maybe history will remember him as the whistleblower. I'm not sure, though. We're still waiting the commissioner's investigation and the hammer to drop on the Boston Red Sox for 2018. But Pedro Martinez, of course, a Hall of Fame pitcher, closely associated with the Red Sox, he was on WEEI, our Boston affiliate, and he was sharing his thoughts on Mike Fiers.
If he was to do it when he was playing for the Houston Astros, I would say Mike Fiers has guts. But to go and do it after you leave the Houston Astros because they don't have you anymore, that doesn't show me anything. I mean, you're just a bad teammate. If you tell me that Mike Fiers is coming to my team, mm-hmm. and you already threw your team under the bus, now everybody's going to know that you have a whistleblower in any other situation, too. Whatever happens in the clubhouse stays in the clubhouse, and Fiers broke the rules. I mean, I agree with cleaning up the game. I agree with the fact that the commissioner is taking a hard hand on this, but at the same time, players should not be the ones dropping the whistleblower.
So that's Pedro Martinez on WEEI. And yeah, those comments in the moment, in the aftermath, but we'll see, because time often changes our perspective and can very well reduce a person, a public figure, to one thing. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. Chuck is listening in Alabama. Welcome to After Hours.
Well, thanks, Amy. Enjoying this. This is really good. The two that I have is Willis Reed and his entrance into the Garden for Game 7.
Yes.
I don't, it might be before your time a little bit.
Well, it is, but I still remember. I've seen the highlights, of course.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing to see. And then the other one is, of course, Dolly Parton.
Okay, I'm not going to ask you what she's known for, but I do appreciate that.
Well, I think you probably know.
She's a country music icon. Well, okay, but she's a country music icon. She's known for not only her music, but also her movies. She's got some very successful amusement parks, Dollywood. The woman is she's an icon. She's a business icon. So, yes, I appreciate the reference, I guess. Little tacky, but okay. Thank you, Chuck, for listening in Alabama. Let's talk to Reggie, who's in Cleveland. Welcome to After Hours.
Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank
good.
You.
Love your show. Been
thank
loving
you.
Your show. Just actually looked up across it this winter and have stuck with it ever since.
That's what one I like topic to hear.
One thing I hadn't heard from anyone, the Mike Tyson-Evander Holyfield fight. When he bit his ear.
Now, that's interesting. Do you think he's now been reduced to that, where he's known for one thing? I don't know if I would say that. I feel like Mike Tyson...
He's pretty well known for that to me.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, if it's an iconic moment that stands out to you, for sure. But if I said Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson, I guess maybe you get a fair number of people who would come up with the same thing. It's not quite as obscure, but okay. If that's what you think of, then all right.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Sure, we all have various perspectives. I'm still chewing over that one. I don't know if that would have. I mean, it eventually comes to your mind. I'm not sure if that's the one thing that I would know them for. Let's see who's next on my list. Robert is listening in California. Welcome to After Hours.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for taking my call. I don't think these have been mentioned so far, but they seem kind of obvious. Bobby Thompson and Ralph Branca, the shot heard round the world, and Tommy Smith and John Carlos, their clenched fist protest at the 1968 Summer Olympics in Mexico City. They only had one pair of gloves, so one wore the left glove and the other wore the right glove.
Yes, you're right. No one has mentioned them, but for sure they are. That is a moment in our sports history that is also epic, and that we all know when we see the photo. In fact, I would say more people know the photo and know the visual than they actually know the names of the athletes.
I agree. I think that's right.
Mm. All right, Robert. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate you calling in.
You're welcome. Bye.
Steve is listening in Boston. Welcome to After Hours. Steve, you don't have a whole lot of time, but I'll give you about 90 seconds.
Oh, Amy, let me make my case really quick. I've been on hold for a while. You're gonna hear this debate on Eli. One thing that makes my hair stand on top, stand up, is the David Tyree. You want to associate himself with that catch, fine. But Eli, not Eli with that catch and only that catch. And again, why is the Mario Manningham throw lucky? Because it happened against the Patriots. It was a great throw and catch.
Yeah,
Wes Welker to Brady, they didn't get it done. He made a play. But let me quickly, because you're going to get all these calls, let me quickly make my case. The NFL has been around for 100 years. There's only two quarterbacks that have won four postseason games. He's done it twice. What does that lead to? Road playoff wins. Try getting those on your resume. He's second all-time in road playoff wins. Mm-hmm. He beat Green Bay twice where they never get beat. He's one of five quarterbacks ever to win two MVPs and two Super Bowls. And he's one of only two quarterbacks to throw two fourth-quarter touchdowns in a Super Bowl. Not to mention his guts, not to mention his class. Mm-hmm. Anybody that says David Tyree is the only thing you associate Eli Manning with is a moron.
No, no, no. Wait, it's the other way around. David Tyree is the guy that you associate with the helmet catch. I was just pointing out that he caught it from Eli Manning. That's not... Sorry, I think you misunderstood that. I'm on your side, man. Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer, no doubt in my mind. I've done all the research. I've looked at all the numbers. It's not just the two Super Bowls, though many people will point to that. But yeah, you're right. He's one of only five players in NFL history with at least two Super Bowl MVPs. And so I agree with you there, Steve.
And again, he's only one of two Super Bowl quarterbacks that have thrown two touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, no, you're preaching to the choir. I'm on your side, Steve.
Thank you. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you. Have a good day. He's fired up. I like it. We're going to recruit him for the show if we need to make this debate again. Thanks so much for all of your phone calls as well as your responses. They continue to come in on our social media. Miguel shares a popular one, Tim Donaghy. And, we would never know his name. How many people, there are some NBA referees, NFL officials that you actually know their names, but not very many of them. And Tim Donaghy made a name for himself for all the wrong reasons. George Brett. If I say George Brett, what do you guys say?
Pine tar.
Pine tar. That's right. So George Brett had obviously a extended career and a successful career, but what you think of is pine tar. And here, this is... something that you said earlier, Chris, Tim on Twitter, Curt Schilling, the bloody sock, which, gosh, I don't think I can boil his career down to just the bloody sock, but that certainly is the moment. He actually has come up this week because of the Hall of Fame balloting, and he's inching closer. He was third, but he doesn't have enough, and he's got one more year left. No, two more years left to be on the Hall of Fame ballot. Some of these answers are fantastic, and some of these are, they crack me up. We love all the musical references, the entertainers, the athletes, to be sure. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Check out the responses of other people. And this was all inspired by Vanna White, who is worth $70 million. Have a great day. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.